Are you ready for FAQ number 4? Because the frequently asked question today sounds like this. How do I get to do a lot more quality business, profitable business with small business owners? And that question is pretty obvious, isn't it? Because intuitively, most of us know that small businesses tend to carry, if you will, a larger checkbook than an individual. So working with small business owners would tend to suggest larger remuneration for the financial advisor. And when you consider the range of problems that a small business and its owner, indeed owners, might present to you as a professional advisor, then that suggests, if you will, a cornucopia of problems and opportunities for you to get involved with. So the question sounds particularly logical, but you know what? The question is far from logical, and I'll explain why. Think about it. If you're going to do business with small business owners, first you have to attract the attention of someone that typically is involved in a hectic, stressful, message and information bombarded world. That's the world of a small business owner in any industry. So when you consider that type of person, the problem you have is this. If you're going to do business with them, first of all, you have to be heard by them. Next, you have to attract their attention, and then you have to find some way of communicating a message which says, come to me rather than my competitors. And frankly, you know, that's where your problem starts. How are you going to do that? Because you have no idea who you're trying to attract the attention of. And you have no clear message developed which will cause their attention to be attracted towards you. Why do I say that? Well, let's consider carefully the market that you say you'd like to do business with. Small business owners. I mean, there are 4.3 million small business owners in the UK alone. And you can only deal with, what, 100 to 150 and give a quality relationship to that person? So why bother to think about 4.3 million? It's far too large. And if you try and communicate a message to that many people, I can guarantee one thing, nobody will hear you. You can't communicate a message that applies to 4.3 million and expect somebody to hear you clearly. It just won't happen. The fact is, you need to be far more specific in the way that you're thinking. The description, small business owner, it is much too vague. So here are some questions to get you thinking along the right lines. You ready for this? Question number one is about narrow focus. And the question goes something like this. How can you narrow down the target market that you're aiming for so that it contains thousands of people, not millions of people, for you to try and communicate with? And question number two is this. What message can you create, what message can you deliver that will attract the attention of that narrowed down focused target market? And help them to hear your message because it applies to them and only them, and they will react and only they will react to that message. Question number three is all about communication channel, and it's this. How can you find a way of communicating efficiently and effectively with your chosen target market, that narrow, focused target market that you've selected? And how can you make sure that the message gets heard by them above the busy noise of their small business owner lives? Just as in FAQ 3, the very fact that you're thinking about those questions puts you at a tremendous advantage over your competitors who haven't even thought about them at all. I look forward to helping you find the answer to those questions in the further download information that you'll receive as you work through the Advisor Gym website. I'll see you on the next FAQ video.